Okay, well, we're getting settled. I'd like to read the prayer list, Prayers for Happy Rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters, all the Tibetans have been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Geshe Sopa Rinpoche, Benma Losang Cherky, Larry Lee Bullock, Dr. Diane Carlson, Andy Chauvin, Ray Allen DeMarcy, Wendy Johnson, Robin Williams, Arnold Winnant, Baby Bunny, and Gersimi the Cat. Job Search, Roseanne Verona, Joey Gooch, Joe Griffiths, Jim Kay, James Zulik, Michelle Matich, Alex Schwartz, Greg Weaver, Sandy Wimbush. Prayers for Health and Well-Being, Gyalpje Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, Venerable Cherky Lamo, Venerable Losang Tsering, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters for the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities. May the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Roger and Barb Alexander, Bill Alford, Russell Allen, Lisa Baranski, Jim Barnes, Luce Barona, Narcissus Barona Sr., and Roseanne Barona, Bob and Rochelle, Willa Cherrett, Anna Clark, Dimitri Diamondopoulos, Suzanne Diamondopoulos, Diane Foreman, and son Brad Wolf, RGGDAC, Jimmy Gooch and family, Mildred Gooch, Terry Gold Wright, Tracy House Thompson, Paul Hagwood, Francis Hayashi, Kathy Hayashi, Leslie and Joan Inman, family, Wendy Johnson, Kenny Jackson Buddy, Helen Kasanoff, Jessica Kasanoff, and Pristop family, Nina Kowalski, Shantin Kurt Latimer, Mary Lojek, Danny Love, R.M., Judy Martin and Andrew Martin, Tom McGinnity, Sarah Miller, Catherine Meyer, Shyamali Mitra, Evan Myrtle and family, William Oliver, Jay Pandya, Cindy Pear, Jennifer Partner, many cousins throughout the Ukraine, Lindsay Piatti, Eileen Rubin, family, Ariana Scott, Rosemary Cease, Sarai, Basil Shute, Lobsang Tubton, Brady Ware, John Washington, Jessica Whitmore, C. Williams, Olivia Wilson, Shay Wokowicki, Dorjan Pahadro, the pigs, Greedy the dog, and Raven the cat. Okay, so it's 7 o'clock, so would you like to join me in some prostrations to the altar? Okay, welcome to the second night of a Lamrim meditation. I'm going to continue on the topic of how to rely on a spiritual guide, a teacher. I think that's really important. And sometimes Geshe kind of skips over that, you know, so sweet. So, so let's start by reciting the Refuge in Bodhicitta prayer and the first base sheet on the white prayer book. The very bottom says, I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. Then at the top there, it sees four immeasurables, so let's say that in English. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Okay, and then turn the page to the other side of the same sheet. Let's recite the seven limb prayer. Reverently I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present clouds of every type of offering, actual and imagined. I declare all my negative actions accumulated since beginningless time and rejoice in the merit of all holy and ordinary beings. Please remain until the end of cyclic existence and turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings. I dedicate my own merits and those of all others to the great enlightenment. And now on the pink side, you see prayers and requests to Lama Tsongkhapa. So let's say about 20 of those to ourselves silently, and then we'll chant the 21st one out loud, and I'll lead that one. So. Migme tsewe te chen chen vesik tri me kem te wang po jam te yam gan chen ke pe tsu Gen song kapa lo san jape jab la soade. Okay, now I'd like to read you what Lama Zompa Rinpoche says, the benefits of this practice. I regard as the most important thing in the world anybody who dedicates his or her life to achieving Lamrim realizations with the goal to liberate numberless beings from the oceans of samsaric suffering and bring them to enlightenment. Keep the mind in Lamrim, guru devotion, renunciation of samsara, and bodhicitta. These things help you to not commit negative karma again. Every day, meditate on the Lamrim and keep it in your mind, even during break times from sitting meditation. And Geshe-la stated this to the Kadapa Center nuns when we were meeting him with him at his home. Reciting the Lamrim outline is superior to saying millions of mantras, to having clairvoyance or seeing deities. Review meditations leave imprints of the Lamrim on your mind stream, like footprints in the sand. Make many footprints in the sand. This is how you increase the chance to meet Lama Tsongkhapa's teachings in your next life. The footprints will stay a long time, whether the footprint is good or bad. So, we're going to start the, I'm going to read the Lamrim outline and the meditation. So, you try to get into your meditation posture, and the most important thing is just to keep your back straight. And, for your mind, your eyes not to wander all over the room or whatever. Turn your phone on mute or whatever. And if you, during the meditation, if you feel uncomfortable, you can go sit on a chair, or if you're in a chair, you want to try a cushion, please do so. Just try to be mindful of other people. Some people have to have it very quiet and motion-free while they're meditating. And so this is the motivation. By reviewing each word of this Lamrim outline, May I and all sentient beings realize the whole path to enlightenment. May each word of this Lamrim outline subdue our minds immediately. May the whole path to enlightenment be generated in the minds of all sentient beings. Volume 13, Outline to the Great Treatise on the Stages of the Path to Enlightenment Instructions by Tsongkhapa. Homage to Manju Gosha. There are four main parts of Lamrim instructions. Showing the greatness of the teaching's author in order to establish that it is of noble origin. Showing the greatness of the teachings in order to develop respect for the instructions. How to listen to and explain the teachings which possess two qualities. How to lead the students with the actual instructions. How to lead students with the actual instructions has two parts. How to rely on the teacher, the root of the path. The stages of how the students train their minds after they have relied on the teacher. How to rely on the teacher, the root of the path, has two parts. A somewhat elaborate explanation for developing certain knowledge. A brief indication of how to sustain the meditation. A somewhat elaborate explanation for developing certain knowledge has six parts. The defining characteristics of the teacher to be relied upon. The defining characteristics of the student who relies upon the teacher. How the student relies upon the teacher. The benefits of relying on the teacher. The faults of not relying on the teacher. A summary of the meaning of the previous five parts. How the student relies upon the teacher has two parts. How to rely in thought. How to rely in practice. How to rely in thought has three parts. A general indication of the attitudes needed to rely on the teacher, in particular, training in faith, the root, remembering the teacher's kindness and being respectful. Meditation on remembering the teacher's kindness and being respectful from The Heart of the Path by Lama Zopa Rinpoche. During our beginningless rebirths, countless Buddhas have descended and led numberless sentient beings to enlightenment. But we have been left out, unable to be guided by them. We didn't have the karma to be subdued by them. There have been numberless Buddhas in countless universes, but we haven't been subdued by any of them. Guru Shakyamuni Buddha revealed the Dharma and enlightened numberless sentient beings, including animals. We were left out. We didn't have the karma to be subdued by Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. After Guru Shakyamuni Buddha passed away, many great yogis and pandits appeared like stars in the sky. They guided so many sentient beings to liberation and enlightenment. Having created negative karma, we were wandering in the lower realms, and didn't have the fortune to be subdued by them. Now when the Buddha's teaching is setting like the sun, and everything is about to become dark in the world, our gurus are guiding us by revealing the Dharma. Our present gurus are now guiding us. What could be kinder than this? In this way, our present gurus are kinder than all those numberless Buddhas. Our guru is like a guide who suddenly, unexpectedly appears and leads us to safety when we are terrified, lost, and alone in a dark and dangerous place surrounded by packs of savage animals. Whereas the Buddhas are like those who come to guide us in the daytime when we are walking happily and fearless in a beautiful flower garden. When we have accumulated the merit to be able to see Buddhas, our mind is already in a high state that is not greatly disturbed by delusions and defilements. Even if each guru hasn't personally revealed the whole path, all our gurus together have shown us the complete path. Therefore, they are unbelievably kind. And without wasting this opportunity, we must practice this path on the basis of correctly devoting ourselves to our virtuous friends. Our present gurus are the ones performing the highest activity of the Buddhas. They are the ones revealing the various teachings needed to liberate and lead us to enlightenment. Simply by giving us the oral transmission of the mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum, our guru definitely takes us to enlightenment. Receiving the oral transmission plants the seed of the whole path to enlightenment by leaving an imprint on our mind. This imprint eventually enables us to experience the whole path to enlightenment in this or our next life. If the actions of our gurus, giving us vows, oral transmissions, initiations, commentaries, and instructions, are not the actions of the Buddhas guiding us to enlightenment, we have to conclude that all our gurus are ordinary beings, and ordinary beings are revealing Dharma to us and guiding us to enlightenment. After promising to guide us, the numberless past, present, and future Buddhas have disappeared. If these ordinary beings are the ones guiding us to enlightenment, it looks as if all the Buddhas are sleeping or taking a holiday. Something is wrong with the way the superstitious mind thinks. This would mean that the Buddhas don't have omniscient mind, don't have compassion for us, don't have the perfect power to guide us, or that there is no such thing as a Buddha. there is no way that Buddhas would promise to guide us and then not guide us. There is no way the Buddhas would lie to or cheat sentient beings. The conclusion is that the gurus must be Buddhas and the doers of all the Buddha's actions. Meditate on this, keeping your mind in the devotion that looks at each of them as a Buddha. Making requests to the guru is very powerful, even in accomplishing the small works of this life, such as when we have disease or spirit harms, and nothing seems to help. For the guru to bless the disciple's mind, it is not necessary that the guru actually be living on this earth. Make strong, single-pointed prayers to the guru by looking at him as a Buddha. There is more merit in making offerings to one poor of the guru than to all the Buddhas of the three times. There is more merit in making offerings to our own guru than the guru's poors. The guru is the supreme field of merit. According to the Tantric teaching, ocean of transcendental wisdom, for the wise fortunate one, serving the guru has greater meaning than making prostrations to all the Buddhas of the three times for 60 million eons. If one accomplishes the work according to the guru's advice, all one's wishes will be achieved quickly, and one will collect unimaginable merit. The Sutra of Shtigarbha says, those whom the teachers care for will purify the karma that would otherwise cause them to wander through the miserable realms for 10 million limitless eons. They purify this karma with harm to their bodies and minds in this lifetime. This harm includes sickness, such as infectious disease with fever, and calamities, such as famine. They may purify their karma by merely undergoing as little as a dream or scolding. They produce more roots of virtue in one morning than those who give gifts to, worship, or observe precepts from limitless tens of millions of Buddhas. Those who respect and serve their gurus are endowed with unimaginable good qualities. Guru Shakyamuni Buddha said, in degenerate times in the future, I will manifest in the forms of spiritual masters and abbots. In order to ripen the minds of sentient beings, I will also show birth, old age, sickness, and death. Don't worry that you will not meet me in the degenerate times. At that time, I will manifest as the abbot or as the teacher. We should compare the kindness of our guru in teaching us Dharma to the kindness of a doctor who cures us of cancer. We would consider the rest of our life to be a gift from that person. The kindness of a doctor who cures our cancer is nothing compared to the kindness of our guru. Even if our guru gives us just the oral transmission of one mantra or one verse of teaching, the benefit we receive is as limitless as space. If we were starving to death and somebody gave us food or money, we would regard the person who saved our life as a very kind, very precious. However, his help cannot be compared to the limitless benefit we receive from the Guru, who gives us the oral transmission of one mantra or one verse of teaching. The Guru's kindness is as limitless as space. If we were blind and somebody donated one of her eyes to us so that we could once again see, we would regard it as an incredibly kind act. But that cannot compare with the kindness of the Guru, who gives us the Dharma eye to see the cause of happiness and the cause of suffering. The Dharma wisdom eye enables us to understand each Dharma subject, and each understanding helps us to cease the stains on our mental continuum and to develop good qualities. This kindness is as limitless as space. Okay, so today I'd like people again to divide into like 3-4 groups, and please don't leave anyone out. You see someone sitting by himself, please invite them to your group. And if you could choose a topic, for example, how to rely in thought, how to rely on the spiritual guide in thought in general, or remembering the teacher's kindness and being respectful, something to do with relying on the spiritual guide. Try to keep it on that. Okay, and then I'll ring the bell in about 20 or 25 minutes. So please make sure everyone is able to, has time to say something, you know, even if they say, I pass, or I just have a question. So thank you. Okay, it's time to grab one of the copies of the Guru Yoga pamphlet, because we're going to recite the foundation of all good qualities. You can stay where you're seated if you have a copy or if you have it memorized. And it's on page 17 in the booklet. And Lama Zopa Rinpoche states, reciting a Lam Rim prayer every day is the fundamental daily practice that renders each day of your life most meaningful. When you recite a Lam Rim prayer mindfully from beginning to end, your recitation becomes a direct meditation on the entire path to enlightenment. And these imprints or seeds are the realizations of the path on your mental continuum. With each recitation, you draw closer to enlightenment and therefore closer to enlightening all sentient beings, which is the main goal of your life, the purpose of being alive. This is the unbelievable benefit of doing direct meditation on the Lam Rim every day of your life. So Skinner, The Foundation of All Good Qualities by Lama Tsongkhapa. The foundation of all good qualities is the kind and perfect pure guru. Correct devotion to him is the root of the path. By clearly seeing this and applying great effort, please bless me to rely upon him with great respect. Understanding that the precious freedom of this rebirth is found only once, is greatly meaningful and is difficult to find again, please bless me to generate the mind that unceasingly, day and night, takes its essence. Life is as impermanent as a water bubble. Remember how quickly it decays and death comes. After death, just like a shadow follows the body, the results of black and white karma follow. Finding firm and definite conviction in this, please bless me always to be careful to abandon even the slightest negativities and accomplish all virtuous deeds. Seeking samsaric pleasures is the door to all suffering. They are uncertain and cannot be relied upon. Recognizing these shortcomings, please bless me to generate the strong wish for the bliss of liberation. Led by this pure thought, mindfulness, alertness, and great caution arise. The root of the teachings is keeping the pratimoksha vows. Please bless me to accomplish this essential practice. Just as I have fallen into the sea of samsara, so have all mother migratory beings. Please bless me to see this, train in supreme bodhicitta, and bear the responsibility of freeing migratory beings. Even if I develop only bodhicitta, but I don't practice the three types of morality, I will not achieve enlightenment. With my clear recognition of this, please bless me to practice the bodhisattva vows with great energy. Once I have pacified distractions to wrong objects and correctly analyzed the meaning of reality, please bless me to generate quickly within my mind stream the unified path of calm abiding and special insight. Having become a pure vessel by training in the general path, please bless me to enter the holy gateway of the fortunate ones, the supreme Vajra vehicle. At that time, the basis of accomplishing the two attainments is keeping pure vows and samaya. As I have become firmly convinced of this, please bless me to protect these vows and pledges like my life. Then, having realized the importance of the two stages, the essence of the Vajrayana, by practicing with great energy, never giving up the four sessions, please bless me to realize the teachings of the Holy Guru. Like that, may the gurus who show the noble path and the spiritual friends who practice it have long lives. Please bless me to pacify completely all outer and inner hindrances. In all my lives, never separated from perfect gurus, may I enjoy the magnificent Dharma. By completing the qualities of the stages and path, may I quickly attain the state of Vajradhara. So let's take out the white prayer book and say some dedication prayers, starting at the top. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. for as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. Savior of the snowland teachings and transmigratory beings, who extensively clarifies the path that unifies emptiness and compassion, to the lotus in the hand, Lord Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be fulfilled. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatara, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You will uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bear of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjunath's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples. Please, please live long. Now let's say seven Tara mantras for Geshe-la's long, healthy, happy life and his safe return to the Kadampa Center so that he'll be teaching the Dharma, turning the wheel of Dharma for eons. Om tare tu tare tu re soha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re soha.